I've had a few things to say in the past about the Australian of the Year award, only because of your criticisms, which I think are very legitimate. And we have to remember one thing. While the awards are presented by the Prime Minister, be it Tony Abbott, Julia Gillard, Kevin Rudd and so on, they're not chosen by the Prime Minister. They're chosen by the National Australia Day Council and its members. Now, these awards operate on two levels, state, territory and national. State and territory selection committees select four finalists for each award category, Australian of the Year, Young Australian of the Year, Senior Australian and Local Hero. One person in each category becomes the state or territory award recipient. Those recipients then become the national finalists for the awards, which are announced on Australia Day. They've got nothing to do with the Prime Minister of the day. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is that nominations open today for the 2016 awards. You just go to the website for all the details. The address is australianoftheyear.org.au, australianoftheyear.org.au, or 1300 655 193. This year's Australian of the Year was the domestic violence campaigner, Rosie Batty. The young Australian was Drusana Levitsky-Gray from Western Australia. She's the fifth generation of her family to be born deaf, and she's dedicated her life to helping other deaf people and supporting their needs. The senior Australian was the author Jackie French, but the local hero is Juliet Wright from Camp Mountain in Queensland. Juliet is the founder and CEO of a charity called Givit, G-I-V-I-T, which is described as a portal to connect those who have with those who need. Givit is short for Give Items. We'll tell you how it works in a moment, and you can also take a look at the website, which is givit, givit.org.au. But for me, this is what these awards should be about, recognising people like Juliet who work hard to help others. And with nominations for next year's awards open today, I thought we'd have a quick word with Juliet. She's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, what a star you are. Congratulations on the Australia Day honour. And you're a Queenslander. Where were you born?
I was born in Brisbane.
Right.
And when I went down to Canberra, it was my first time. It was very exciting.
Yes. And where did this idea come from? Give it.
Well, it's a website where if you wanted to donate anything, we ensure that it goes directly to someone who really needs it. And it was born when I had a baby boy who completely outgrew his clothes because by 6 weeks he got incredibly fat.
Yeah.
So I tried to donate his clothes to the local charities, but none of them would take them. So I asked them what they did need, and when they told me what they did need, it was always weird and quirky things, like closed-toe work boots for a shelter with women and children, and I couldn't work it out. And so I said, why do you need all these things? And they said, well, the reason that we need closed-toe work boots is because the mum and children are homeless because dad's lost his job. And if he had a pair of boots, he'd be able to apply for work on the road. And so that's when I realised that charities have no way of kind of advertising the daily needs of their clients. So I built a website to connect those that have with
smart.
Those that need.
Aren't you smart? That is brilliant. Those who have, connect them to those who need. Was it a difficult process?
Well, I failed building the website twice. Does that count?
You're two times ahead of me, I can tell you.
I'm very determined, and now I think I've built eight websites now, so the website's far more sophisticated than my first effort.
So how does it work? Give it work. How does it work?
Okay. So if you have, say, let's say you have a pram or some cutlery that you want to
donate. Yeah, we've all got stuff like that, haven't we?
Yeah. So you go to the Givit website and you can see what's urgently needed in your community. So you can put in postcode 2000 and how far you're willing to travel, and you can see all the local items that are needed in your area. And you can sign up for a newsletter so you receive your local list every day or every Wednesday. And then the other option is that you can pledge it and put it in our virtual warehouse. So the bed that you have is still at your house, but it's in our virtual warehouse where charities log in, put in their postcode, how far they're willing to travel, and they can see all the beds in their area. The great thing is when they're sitting with someone who's homeless, they get to choose, like eBay, they get to choose the bed that they want. So it's having a massive impact with people, particularly people who are homeless.
You are... Ross is nodding his head. I mean, you are astonishing. You are astonishing. So...
Yeah.
Only charities, you go to the Givit website, what only charities can see the information?
Yeah, so in the virtual warehouse, so no one else has access to it, and we have 1,000 charities from all over Australia. But it's since the Australia Day Awards, we've done 60,000 donations. So it's going guns, I can tell you. So there's lots of charities in Sydney using it. So if there's anyone...
Excuse me for not saying anything. Excuse me for not saying anything. I'm absolutely gobsmacked. It's just astonishing.
I now manage all offers of assistance for the Queensland government. So if you wanted to donate an item or a service in a disaster period, you have to go through GiveIt. So in Cyclone Marcia recovery, we did 15,000 donations, I think, in 8 days. But the reason I got the award, I think, was because in Cyclone Yasi, you know, the devastating disaster that we had in Queensland in 2011, the GiveIt, poor little GiveIt website, did 33,000 donations in 3 weeks. So,
And I understand that your first donation came within 2 hours because it was a microwave for a man who just lost his wife and he couldn't cook hot food.
Yeah, and so the charity decided that if he had a microwave, they could prepare him hot meals and buy him pre-cooked meals. So otherwise he would have only been having tea and toast. So it was my first... But the great thing about it is that I never saw that microwave because I just connect the charity to the donor. So the transportation is very transparent. So I'm just a matchmaker. I connect you to the charity, and if you put it in the virtual warehouse, you can say how you want to deliver it or post it. And if you see it on the urgently needed list, the charity actually has already requested it, and they'll tell you if they can pick up or request postage. So it's very transparent. And we've done close to 200,000 donations now, so it's going really well.
Do you think you ever should be running the country, do you think?
Well, I run an organisation that's completely volunteer-based, so I wonder how would I go from doing that to Parliament.
So basically, you just go to the GiveIt website, I guess, do you?
Yeah, so it's really easy. So all you need to do, I can't spell, so it's G-I-V-I-T, so GiveIt, without the E, .org.au.
GiveIt.org.au. Brilliant.
So it was really amazing to be acknowledged by the Australia Day Council.
G-I-V-I-T. Forget that. It's easy. You should have been the Australian of the Year doing what you're doing. GIVIT.org.au. Juliet, everyone listening here is congratulating you. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
Well done. All the best. Isn't that astonishing? And she is the hero Australian of the Year. You're dead right. If you want to nominate someone, you just go to australianoftheyear.org.au. But the GiveIt website, check it out, givit.org.au.